Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of the movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an adaptation of the classic adventure novel by Jack London, and it's called The Call of the Wild.
This is a rousing adventure film showing the relationship between a lonely man and his dog, but it's really the backstory of what happened in the origin of the dog, Buck.
It's set in the Yukon during the Gold Rush days, and this is at least the ninth film adaptation of Jack London's story, and most of the rest of them, I have to say, are better. Unfortunately, This movie uses computer-generated technology to create the dog as well as most of the background, and so instead of it being a celebration of the natural world, it is very artificial.
It does have that Hallmark Channel quality. But if you can suspend disbelief and go with it, I found it to be really more of a surprisingly entertaining film.
I liked Harrison Ford. I thought the attachment that he had to the dog seemed believable. However, this is for purists.
Yes.
Probably something that they're going to be very irritated by,
yes,
because this story takes a lot of liberties with Jack London's story.
That's true. But I still enjoyed it, and there was a couple there with their dog. They were able to convince the people to let, and it wasn't a service dog.
Well, I can't imagine that the dogs will enjoy it any more than I did.
Well, anyway.
It's sweet-natured, but
yes,
I thought just ill-advised.
And I'll go with that.
All right.
It's interesting to note that the computer-generated dog was based on an actual rescue dog out in Olathe, Kansas.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.